I want to thank you and the powers that be that invited me to speak to this group of folks. And I'm somewhat curious as to why I was selected. And I have an ag education background, but instead of teaching, I worked for an agrochemical company in a high crop production area in Nebraska. And several times I was mistakenly called, "Are you the Monsanto girl?" So, come full circle here. I've owned my own retail business, and currently my husband and I have a 150 cow-calf operation. And the driftless area is where the glacier never drifted through southwest Wisconsin, so it's very rolling and very hilly and a lot of highly erodible land, but it's also very beautiful. I work for Uncle Sammy as a liaison to the huge NGO, the Nature Conservancy, and at the same time I'm president for the Soil and Water Conservation Society, as you heard. So having laid out my past and present work, you can see why perhaps I'm not the best representative they could have asked, but perhaps you chewed up and spit out the last one, so they really asked me here. I'm going to try and present an overview of sustainability from the perspective of Uncle Sam, Natural Resources Conservation Service, a branch of USDA who pays my salary, and the Soil and Water Conservation Society, and the Nature Conservancy, all this salted with a heavy background in production agriculture. Hugh Hammond Bennett was the first chief of the Soil Erosion Service, the Soil Conservation Service, our predecessor of NRCS. In his biography, Big Hugh, the author, Wellington Brink, describes the conditions of the Western Plains in the spring of 1935. And so I'm just going to read you a two-paragraph excerpt from this biography. Plains labored to heights of 20,000 feet over parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Wyoming, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, and still search fruitlessly for an atmosphere clean of flying particles of sand and dirt. Far below them, the dust piled 10-foot drifts across highways and covered rail lines to slow the movement of freight and passenger trains. Grit ate into motors of trucks and automobiles and seeped through cracks of houses to plague discouraged housewives. Bones of cattle whitened in the sun. In Kansas, visibility was sometimes down to less than 300 yards at midday. Static electricity snapped and crackled at finger touch. People lost their way in black blizzards within 100 yards of home. Hundreds of schools and ranches stood deserted and forlorn. Persons trying to stick it out hung wet blankets over doors and windows. Death rates from pneumonia and other diseases rose rapidly. The earth exposed was barren and ashamed. Gone were the stir of herds and tractors and busy prosperity. Fear had driven flights of hope, of money, and of men. This was the Dust Bowl of the early middle 30s, the terminus of a long succession of similar but less disasters to which the people of the plains grew more or less inured. The people of the plains grew more or less inured. It's just the way it was. There wasn't anything they could do about it. They'd just become hardened to it. But Bennett didn't believe that. He marched across this country with evangelistic fury and proclaimed a new science, soil conservation. In February of 1936, Congress passed Public Law 46 and the first Soil Conservation Act in the history of this nation or in any other nation was passed. Now, I share this brief history because it's important to see how far we have come. Bennett said it so well, "For everything we do, all we share, even whatever we amount to as a great people, begins and rests on the sustained productivity of our agricultural lands." Bennett went on to become the founder of the Soil and Water Conservation Society, and that's why the mission of SCS is to foster the science an art of natural resource conservation. SWCS is an advocate for conservation professionals and for science-based conservation practices, programs, and policy. The foundation of SWCS is our scientific and technical work. We bring together conservation experts from all around the world who have devoted their lives to caring for the land. And by the way, we just honored someone from the American Soybean Association at our annual conference, Dr. Tracy Blackmer, for Conservation Innovative Grant. SWCS practices and promotes an ethic that recognizes the interdependence of people and the environment. So the process to achieve sustainability is a science and an art. How do you define sustainability? Well, we define it as the effort to frame social and economic policy so as to preserve the minimum disturbance of Earth's resources, its inhabitants, and environments for the benefit of both present and future generations. And I think it's great that you contacted the Nature Conservancy to make comment on sustainability. Their mission is to preserve the plants, animals, and natural communities that represent the diversity of life on Earth by protecting the lands and waters they need to survive. You know, unlike other preservation groups, they're not seeking to impact one species or one geographic area. They are seeking to sustain biodiversity, to conserve enough of everything, not just the rarest or the most imperiled species or places. The Nature Conservancy launched its campaign for a sustainable planet in October of 2007. It is often referred to as the 2015 goal. By 2015, the Nature Conservancy will work with others to ensure the effective conservation of places that represent at least 10% of every major habitat on Earth. TNC has envisioned a world where the connection between natural systems and the quality of life is valued, and where the places that sustain all life endure for future generations. The point that I drive home to my fellow government workers as liaison is that there is a change and there is a shift in the public opinion to support philanthropy towards conservation on private lands. Yes, they are willing to donate money to purchase property, but beyond that, the public is now willing to donate money for conservation planning and implementation on private land. They are willing to buy into soil and water conservation beyond what their tax dollars are willing to provide. The Nature Conservancy at work around the world, 1 million members, 30 countries, protecting 102 million acres internationally and more than 15 million in the United States, protecting 5,000 miles of rivers worldwide, has generated more than $20 billion in public, private, and corporate funding for conservation projects in the past two decades. The Nature Conservancy and the Soil and Water Conservation Society are one of 1.4 million nonprofit organizations in the U.S. Nonprofits are now growing faster than the U.S. economy. That shows you the vital niche and need that these organizations fill. But imagine if you would a world without nonprofits. We are born in nonprofit hospitals. We leave our children in nonprofit daycare. We are educated at nonprofit schools and universities. We are inspired in nonprofit museums, symphonies, and theaters. We worship in nonprofit churches, synagogues, and mosques. We discover and preserve nature through nonprofit environmental organizations. And we rely on nonprofits when tragedy strikes our communities. Nonprofits are like air. They're all around us, but we hardly notice it. They are an integral part of a healthy, artistic, vitally economic, productive society working towards sustainability. In conclusion, I would like to say that soil and water conservation recognizes no geographic boundaries. Its influence can tolerate no arbitrary lines between spheres of human activity. Whether we are up to the challenge technically or ideologically will be determined by those who value sustainability. So in the 30s, the people were somewhat inured to natural disaster, but the people in the 21st century grow more actively involved in conservation locally and globally. Each time we go to the store to buy a loaf of bread, watch a flock of geese fly over, or turn on the tap water, we all reap the benefits of a healthy environment. SWCS believes that by working together, we can become more effective long-term sustainability of our nation's natural resources.